We are here at the Golden Nugget for the Purpose Critique Review. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents Positive Vibes Everything, the incredible Mark Dawson.
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, and the Grassroots lead singer is with us again for the second time in our little poolside office that we have here annually. This is our second annual tradition. Mark Dawson is with us.
Good day. Guys, thank you. It's good to have you here with me. No, wait, it's your show, so I'm happy to be here with you. And yes, our pool, if only the listeners could see the view. I mean, the men out there are incredibly beautiful.
I'm looking at the women. You know, I'm up here going, you know that joke that came from Kids in the Hall, they go, I'm crushing your head. I'm crushing your... Yes. Well, I'm applying sunscreen to you. I'm applying... Hold still, ma'am. Let me apply sunscreen to you.
Still.
We're all in a... Neck. We're just talking about the 60s and stuff. Just let it flow.
Let's leave it at that.
That's what I mean, but, you know, Mark's joking with this, and this. Come on, man. We're sitting up here on a hot day in Vegas. I'm just going to say it. We're looking here.
Some of the bikinis remind me that I got to buy a postage stamp on the way home.
And we're sitting here with one of the most iconic rock and roll people of our decade.
Where? Who's that? Wait, Mickey Dolenz is here? I had no idea. This is great. You guys, I enjoy hanging with you guys. Always got something fun to say. So
Mark, let's get back. First, your regular Thursday gig is the internet radio show.
Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, I always do Making Noise with Mark Dawson on Our Generation Radio. I've been doing that about 5 years now.
5 years? Yeah, I thought it's been like 2.5. Five?
Time flies when you're having a good time.
You know what? You have the voice. You should be the new Casey Kasem. They should have a top 40 revolving around you and your voice. I love it.
Don't they have a new Casey Kasem? Well, his name is Ryan Seacrest.
I think so, yeah. My enjoyment in growing up was Casey Kasem. We do a podcast every few weeks or so called Fakey Kasem. I try to do the voice to recreate, you know,
that's
the
cool,
everything. So, anyway, my plug on that.
Fakey Kasem.
Actually, it's funny you say that because last Saturday I heard, I think it was the 1969 or 70 edition, the Grassroots were on there.
On the Fakey Kasem show?
No. On the real Casey Kasem show.
Oh. You know, I was, I never, everybody knows Casey Kasem, but I'm a big fan of his brother, the old football player, Flaky Kasem.
Flaky Kasem.
That guy was awesome.
Does he have to use a penal pump to inflate?
Well, I'm not letting mine go. I know that.
All right, so you're on the Thursday thing, and now you're on Gainesville, Florida radio station, the heart of rock and roll, 103.3. That's the frequency of the radio. That's not your age.
It might be my blood pressure. I'm not sure. Yeah, that kind of came up out of nowhere. Like I said, been doing Our Generation, the Making Noise show, and the program director from WGVR in Gainesville approached me about going on his Saturday slot. I wasn't really sure about it. He said, well, let's just try taking your show in syndication first, the show that I was doing, a two-hour show, which was the initial agreement. Now, this isn't official yet, but he's been kind of, his name is Chris Lash. Thanks, Chris. Chris has been kind of pounding on me he wants me to go 5 days a week on the show.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know that I could, as much as I love doing it, so we've experimented the last couple of weeks of doing a brand new new live show on the Saturday. Well, it's voice tracked the way radio does. So it's not the same broadcast that I do on Thursday night, which initially it was. Now it's an actual all-new Gainesville only. We're trying to make that into an 8-market situation if it all works out.
Wow.
So it could, for the here and now, we got Gainesville, and there are 7 markets to be added. That show will be it'll be new and separate. Still keeping my internet show on Our Generation Radio. But the talk of full syndication and even going more days a week is all out on the table. But
I mean, as you're saying, that would probably won't that cut into Grassroots time?
It will certainly. Travel things will pop up. I'll be restricted on certain things. Now, in old school radio, and the way that it could, because that truly is set up, the heart and soul of rock and roll is set up strictly old school 60s reverb and all. They do heavy reverb. The jocks on the station, they're all live, but when they do their weekend shows, they do this thing called voice tracking, where everything is actually selected live and the voice is done live, but they drop it in It's hard to describe in
it's
words.
It's a computer. It's
I didn't know about this stuff. And honestly, till a month ago, I didn't know what voice tracking in radio was. But it's how they create syndicated shows. They select the music and they select the information that'll be spoken before or after, and the jocks do it live and then drop it in.
Wow.
So I'm experimenting with
That's
this.
That's interesting. I mean,
had no idea. I thought they just sat it there and talked and the record spun or the tape or whatever they run.
That's what I would think. And then you would save it and you'd get an amount of production in the can and then rerun it.
Which is what they used to do. It's exactly that. They would take that tape and then put that tape on for syndication. But now it's done through a software. And I looked into even buying this software. It's not cheap. This is expensive, automated, syncopated computer. It's... So I'm kind of...
This is the Howard Hughes drill bit of the radio business.
I mean, I'm not computer illiterate, but this stuff, it's sort of like, oh my gosh, you're kidding me, I got a what? So I'm trying to figure out how it works, and we'll see if how far we can go with it. Otherwise, I'm going to stay right where I'm at now, a show on Thursday and a show on Saturday, but they're pushing me. They're pushing me a lot.
Okay, I have a question for you, sir. Now... You go to other rock group bands, you know, you see them in concert and stuff. People get nervous when you're there because they know you're experienced and stuff like that. Now, who has made you nervous that you knew they were coming to a show where you look up and holy shit, they're here at my concert looking to see me? Who is your one that just blew your mind?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's a... Alan Parsons was one.
Yeah.
He's an amazing musician and... Fortunately, I didn't find out till after, but I almost had a breakdown after. Now, this is interesting you bring that question up, because tonight, in this show we're playing here in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget, one of my, and it's not a household name, but one of my all-time favorite songs, Motown soul song, was called Black Pearl, and it's by Sonny Charles and the Checkmates Limited. Not a gigantic hit, more of a Philly soulful sound hit, but it's one that hit me back in 1971 that just... I don't know, it just kind of hit me, and it always has been in my head. Well, I found out about 2 hours ago that Sonny Charles will be at the show tonight.
Oh, man.
And I'm kind of, I am nervous about it. Because he's an amazing vocalist. I talked to him on the phone once years ago. He's a wonderful guy. And this will be my first time meeting him. And here is, I gotta be good.
You know,
Sonny's in the house tonight.
Wow.
So
That's amazing. Wow.
It's just, and it, again, it's one of those songs that you might not go, oh my God, that's up there with the Supremes and My World is Empty Without You. But if you hear this song, it's the way he sings it, the way he delivers. It's kind of an Eddie Holman. It's got that, I can't do it, but Black Pearl, Precious Lynn. It's got that beautiful velvet tone that I don't have. And he'll be in the house tonight.
That's exciting. All right, the new album, Straight from the Heart. What's the first thing you want to tell us about it? Because then I got some questions about songs.
Well, the album was done out of songs that were, every song on here except the original music was requested by fans, and they've written me emails and text and whatever on my website and say, you would sound great doing this song. You should try recording this song. You should do that. So it stemmed from that initially, and then, of course, there's many songs that they've asked me to do, like One Bad Apple by the Osmonds. I passed on that one. sometimes I just can't get the publishing, the publisher.
It's a little too expensive, isn't
and
it?
It does get costly to get publishing rights as well. And sometimes you don't get the publishing rights. They say, no, we're not releasing it. So I did songs. I probably had about 16 songs in the can that ended up being 10 or 11, whatever. I think we have 10. I don't remember.
Well, the first, we reviewed it and played it, 1967 again. You sound like you're channeling Paul McCartney. Oh, I swear to God.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That is one that I wrote. And that was the intent behind that. I was trying to summarize some of the events vaguely, some of the events of 1967 and that era. And of course, in doing so, you can't skip over what the Beatles' contribution to that era was. Now, it's not a Beatles song, but I tried to take the tonalities and the harmonies and the chords from anywhere out of Sgt. Pepper's and or Magical Mystery Tour and insert them at points, not the whole song. I tried to get a little Rolling Stones, like a 19th Nervous Breakdown kind of sound as well.
So you made your own Mark Dawson salad from all different kind of vinaigrettes and just pulled everything wherever there, and it just became magic.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed, thank you. I think magic is a good word. I like
it's
that.
It's the kind of song you can put on repeat and just let it play endlessly. That's the way I look at it. I've done that a couple times in the morning, waking up, coming to life.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. My wife said to me, which I completely agree with her, and she's not a musician in any way, she said, I said to her one day, I said, I wish I would have put more effort into that song. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, she said, because the chords are beautiful and the lyrics make sense and the feel of it is all right there. I said, I agree. But I felt my vocal performance could have been cleaner. I don't know what it is, and I usually don't do that. I don't beleaguer when I record a song. It's done, and I'm happy with it. But that one, after I saw what positive reaction it got, because a lot of people seemed to enjoy that song, I thought to myself, well, I really wish I would have sung that better. And maybe I'll do an acoustic remix somewhere down the line. And
that would be pure heaven to the ears, man. That song, 1967, I'll tell you what, like Wayne said, that's something you just want to put on repeat and hear, and I'll tell you what, people, go out, buy it, put it on different things. We need all kinds of publicity for this man, for this song, to blow it nationally, internationally. Let's get it going.
MarkDawson.us, correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
We'll put it in the links down below. So.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And you can, at my website, you could stream all of my music if you just want to sit and listen to it. It'll keep playing on a loop if you want. And if you want to buy it, there's always a merch.
You need to buy it, folks.
Thank you.
So.
Never know what you might find till you take a look into your mind. Was there a better time than 1967? Don't speak your mind, your head explodes.
Step out of line, the world unloads.
It was a different time, 1967.
Sing it with me now, now.
Dogs on bikes, 10 feet tall. Did you get small in 1967? Open up your mind and just relax. We're gonna take you back. Gonna take you back. Gonna take you back now. We will take you back. So burn up your trap card, camp out in your backyard. Be careful who you call friend. Big brother is looking, knows what you've got cooking.
It's 1967 once again.
Burn the flag down with the man.
Mother's little helpers in our hands.
You don't need a plan, it's 1967. Your brother's off to Vietnam. Drop another firebomb.
Go tell your mom it's 1967.
Open up your mind and just relax. We're gonna take you back. Gonna take you back. Gonna take you back now. We will take you back. So burn up your draft card, camp out in your backyard. Be careful who you call friend. Big brother is looking, knows what you've got cooking.
It's 1967 once again.
We will save.
Next question. This song. I love the title of this song, but I'm curious about it now. Pretzel Logic.
Well, Pretzel Logic is not a... I didn't write that song, of course. That was done on a Steely Dan record back in about 1973. And here's the story of how that was off the cuff completely. So I was doing a show. I do a holiday show in Orlando every year, Mark Dawson and Friends holiday show. So last year I was doing this holiday show, and I came out on I have different guests that play. And at this one, Susan Cowsill had just played with me,
okay.
And we did a few songs. She's fantastic. I love her to death. Anyway, Susan had just left the stage, and I was about to play a song. I had a pair of these blue suede, they're called smoking loafers. Now, I didn't really think people were paying attention, but somebody yells out, "Where the heck did you get those shoes?" And as he said that, they put the house lights on, and everybody looked at my shoes, and I literally broke into applause, which I thought was funny because I've been wearing these for an hour already. So off the cuff, I'd never even played it before, I started to play the song. Now, it's on piano. If you hear a Steely Dan version, I started playing it on acoustic guitar. And it has a verse in there. Well, anyway, I started playing on the guitar, and there's a second verse where he goes, the lyrics are, "I stepped up on the platform, the man gave me the news. He said, 'You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes?'" Well, when I sang, and that's why it just came into my head, I sang that line, and the house just... they just busted up. There was about 120 people in this listening room. It's kind of a jazz listening room in Orlando. And that's capacity, by the way, 120 people.
Yeah.
Just busted up. We had such fun. And I got so many comments after. I said, I got to record that and make it, you know, my version of Pretzel Logic.
Make it official.
That's the story behind it. I'd never sung the song prior to that moment when a guy yells out, "Hey, where'd you get those shoes?" You know? And so, and I should probably tag this. So not only did I get a fun song out of it, I swear, I kid you not, immediately after that show, a little smaller, slight man walks up to me with a Puerto Rican accent, and he says, "Hello, Mark, my name is Luis." Luis explains to me that he works for the Giorgio Brutini shoe company.
No way.
And I was familiar because I have some Giorgio Brutini shoes. He says, "I would like to supply your footwear."
And so No way.
So I get free shoes because of that song and that moment in time. I get free shoes from Giorgio Brutini. And by the way, if you don't have some, you should own them now. Giorgio Brutini, the finest footwear on the planet.
Are you going to be designing any footwear soon?
Well, they haven't asked me to do that, but I will be wearing some tonight. UPS trucks randomly show up at my house with boxes of shoes. It's funny and it's wonderful
now,
to say.
Does that make your wife jealous that you're getting the shoes and not her?
Well, my collection rivals hers now. It's getting mighty close. It's funny. In my life, whether it be on stage in the professional life or wearing athletic shoes or whatever, I maybe have owned at one time maybe four pair of shoes. Maybe I have about 35 in the closet right now.
And I have them labeled for each day of the month?
I only wear them. Well, if I go out to a show or if I'm gonna, you know, gonna play, I try to bring a different pair to each show. Whatever matches my clothes, you know. Never thought I would say those words, by the way. I'm going to wear shoes that match my clothes. That's just not manly enough for me.
That's different.
That's part of this problem of success you have.
It's
free shoes. Women probably after Wayne Newton throw their bras at you with their telephone numbers. You lead a hard life, sir. It's tough being you, I could imagine.
I think they don't show throw the bras, and now they're throwing socks to go with the shoes. They're trying to match me up.
Show. Yes, I'd love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. 'Cause I'm dying to be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. Time. Yes, I've never met the Boyan, but I plan to find the time. Yes, I do. 'Cause he looks so fine upon that hill. They tell me he was lonely, he's lonely still. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. I stepped up on the platform, the man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?" Well, I seen them on the TV, the movie show. They tell me times are changing, but I just don't know. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. Ooh. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?
Next question. Okay, Rainbow Connection, because that's got the Muppet, the Kermit the Frog connection. How does Kermit the Frog and Rainbow Connection and get to Mark Dawson? How do we Kevin Bacon that in there?
True story on that one. I was these folks in Missouri hired me. They flew me out to do a house concert.
Cool.
They are wonderful. I love house concerts and I love doing them. Well, these people had a lodge built into their basement. It looked like a Canadian cabin built under their house. It was beautiful. I'm sitting there in this cabin with about 30 people gathered around me, and I'm playing my regular songs, and it's very intimate, very interactive. At one point, these folks were so nice. I said, "You know, is there anything in the world you guys want to hear? Maybe I know it." And without hesitation, this lady, sitting right in front of me a few feet away, she goes, "You know Rainbow Connection?" And I had never, I knew, and I went, "You do realize that's a cover song by a frog, right? You know that." And she goes, "Oh, I know, but it just means so much to me." While I'm talking to her, I'm thinking, how does that go exactly? I start to strum a few chords, and I think, okay, I could probably fake this one. It's pretty simple. I don't want to sing in a Kermit voice. I don't have a Kermit voice.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, you see, I couldn't do that. And that would have ruined the moment, you see?
Yeah.
I start to play, and I thought, well, I'll just sing it in my sweetest kind of voice. Why are they so? And I start to play it. This lady, who is 8 feet away from me, tears streaming down her face, And I actually stopped the song and I said, "Should I not continue? Because you look a little upset." And then I drew the attention from all the other ladies in the room who were looking at her, who then all began to cry accordingly. And I went, "This is the worst house concert ever. We're crying." And that actually turned into a little fun from that, a little laugh. And again, one of the folks that were at this house concert put that film on Facebook. I got so much reaction and how pretty it was. And then, of course, it turned into something funny that I said, well, I've got to record it because I had never done it before that time either. And that's how I got to sing Rainbow Connection. I did change. I left the little middle part out a little bit. I just thought that gets a little frog-like, you know, with everything else. I love the song. At the core of it, it's a beautiful song. Take Kermit's voice out, and Celine Dion could sing that.
So many people have. It's like not quite like Beatles Yesterday, but it's been recorded by so many different people
and many different ways as well. And I, like I said, I just thought at that moment in time, it just seemed like I should try it like this, and it was off the cuff and it worked. That's all.
Your song 1967, who would you, besides you of course being so like magically like, you know, like Lucky Charms done, who would you like to see like a superstar recorder? Who would your version of like wow record your song? Who would make you in awe?
To record that song in particular? I mean the obvious would be a Paul McCartney, but that's never gonna happen.
Never say never.
I've learned. Impossible. Never say never.
Well, that would be incredible. I'll tell you who a star that I love his singing style, and I think when I write songs, I think Chris Isaak could actually fit in. Chris is a little. He's a funny, hilarious guy, but he sings mighty seriously. But I think he could take the tone of that, and he's the right age. He's the same. We're a month apart in age, where he would experience and maybe understand where we were in 1967. And I could just see Chris with his acoustic guitar singing, you know, and his band is the Silvertone band is so strong. I think Chris Isaak would be the guy I'd like.
I'd like to see Kid Rock do that.
Oh man,
I would love to kick that out of the park, man. That would be awesome.
You know, I just heard that Rockin' Summer All, whatever it's called, the summer song. Vampires of,
the summer song theme.
Whatever
yes.
It's, the one, Sweet Home Alabama, vampires, werewolves. That's what it was. Yeah, that would Kid Rock would kill on that one. That would be a little harder edge to it. Man, now you got me thinking. I got to get some people.
Wheels turning.
Making some phone calls and get some publishing deals.
Now, you thought my Kermit the Frog was a strange question. I got to ask this last one for the ukulele song. It hits that part in there where do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like, I know. I didn't have time to look it up on YouTube. I have to dig it out. I can. There's a SpongeBob SquarePants something in there. Is there not?
If there is, it's...
There is.
Wow, I mean, I was never one who watched
I'll post it to you, because there's a thing where he's going, there's a I can't remember the exact one, because I just...
Oh, man, I would like to hear that. I wrote that song like in 2009, but I mean, obviously SpongeBob has been around a long time. I was really never a watcher of, I knew that's his theme song, which I can't remember now.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, it's got a ukulele in it for sure,
Yeah, Wellham being under the sea.
I don't know.
I don't remember either. Those guys are clever, though. When I wrote that song, the only real point behind that was I'd never picked up a ukulele before. And I was at this music store, and I picked it up, and it's like, I don't even know how you make chords on this. And I did a few things, and I went, I'm going to buy this. And I went home and just started figuring out, because I didn't buy a book or anything, just started figuring out a few chords. And next thing I started playing, I started do-do-do. And then I wrote words that were silly about being a rock star and having wavy hair and things like that. And in about 25 minutes, that song was done, complete. And it was just so much fun. I never even touched a ukulele prior to that. So I kind of, for months, I couldn't put the ukulele down after that. But it just came from, I was in a music store, picked it up, played a few chords, said, oh, I'm going to buy this. I didn't have any other, and came home and immediately wrote the song. No other pretense behind that. And now I got to go watch SpongeBob.
I'll dig it out and I'll post it for you, because at least it's to me there was a parallel in there.
Oh, I'd love to hear it, because if it is, I haven't been sued yet. They've had plenty of time to sue me, so I guess.
like in the ocean, it's a wash, just gone.
It's a wash.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Well.
My baby got a ukulele. She plays it daily, drives me crazy. But she can rock it, ain't never gonna stop it. You lay down a beat, she will drop it, and everybody sings along. And they say do 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 do. Oh, it looks so easy. Those nylon strings, how they tease me. Oh, it sounds so crazy. She can rock the house playing Purple Haze. My baby got a ukulele. She plays it daily, drives me crazy. She can rock it, ain't never gonna stop it. Lay down beat, she will drop it, and everybody sings along. Yeah, they say do 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 do. Yeah, I'm gonna be a rock star with a ukulele. Make my hair all wavy, drive the ladies crazy. Gonna learn to play Midnight Confession. It's my obsession. I better take a whole lot of lessons. Do 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 do.
Mark, it's always, you're always welcome back to our podcast here, always at the Nerdlings, always.
I enjoy it. You guys are always fun, and anytime, whether I'm in Vegas or we're on the phone or whatever we can do, I'm happy to be part of it, so thank you for inviting me.
No, thank you for showing up, because you're just amazing guy, amazing aura, and hopefully Kid Rock just pumps that song out and your royalties are there. And just remember, you say, that Jersey Mike, he's a pretty good guy. Let's just get him in the video. I like him in my group. Let's get him in stuff. This is good.
I promise you, we have it recorded right now. If Kid Rock records my song of 1967 again, you guys are in the video. I don't care what we do.
Now, careful.
We'll put helmets on. We're going to battle in Vietnam.
Happened to Weezer, right?
With their
remake of Toto's Africa and Rosanna on from a tweet.
I did not hear about this. No.
Oh yes, one fan got hold of the name Africa, Weezer, 2000 something. Okay, and you know, just kept bugging them about it. So finally, they turned around and said, "Let's do Rosanna," and then they said, "Let's do Africa," and they're both songs are climbing up the charts.
By Weezer, no kidding.
By Weezer, yes.
I love the Toto. Both of those are amazing classics.
They were on
songs.
Jimmy Kimmel. They had the keyboard player from Toto on stage with them.
David Page, wow. I have to get more in tune with the hip kids these days, you know.
You know what I could see? I could see you in the video for 1967 when Kid Rock does record it. You like being the lead of a motorcycle gang, leading all your guys into battle or something. I love this. This
I can see that.
Because I look so badass?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
That's it. You got the long hair. You got like the spike, whatever.
They might be able to take a little hair and poof it up for me a little bit.
Just take down America and say, give me your money. That's it. I'm rolling through your town. That's it.
See, I'm thinking more like I would be the dog on the parasol, dog on the unicycle, you know.
No, I see you as the main guy. Like, come on, guys, kicking ass, get your bulldogs behind you. That's the appearance this video is going to make.
Are there motorcycles in my song? Because I forgot.
I don't know, but it just works.
I don't have to look for it.
It works.
Kid Rock, yes. He's got a good concept for a video.
He'll take away the... Because I do say dogs on bikes, yes. 10 feet. So we'll remove the bikes and make them motorbikes.
Yes.
I guess... Okay, there's an interpretation.
Dogs can be men, you know, guys from with the bats and the bruisers and stuff. I love this.
Well, this has been brainstorming with the nerdlings.
I love it, man. You guys have got my career all set, and I dig that. Thank you.
Any last messages to the fans, Mark? And all the links will be down below.
No, just feel free. Listen to these guys whenever you can. You guys always have great, funny material. And if you want to check out what I'm doing, you said it earlier, it's markdawson.us. You'll find everything. Everything I ever do is on there. It doesn't matter if it's radio or music or maybe it'll be acting soon when I take over that badass leader of the motorcycle.
Right.
He was the leader of the pack. That's kind of me. I'm more like leader of the laundromat. You know, that's kind of my... But either way, I'm going to lead someone because I am Spartacus.
Do you like the spin cycle the best or rinse?
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very
really
much.
Really good time,
Mark.
This
is good, man. Go get...
Round and round the record spins all day. Listen again, it takes you far away. Trying to stop it is futile. So just listen now to my musical doodle. Think you control it, but it's way too hard. Every time it plays, it's an electric charge. The sound in your head is brutal. Now you're infected by the musical doodle. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You're gonna listen again to the musical doodle. The song that you ran from it back again. You wonder if the madness will ever end. Trying to stop it is futile. So just listen now to my musical doodle. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Musical doodle. Listen again to the musical doodle.
And that's the new song by the Sonars called Music.